Welcome to the chat reel with Billy and friends. Standing in for Billy Tappin, I introduce Dr. Denise Gotautis and Julie Sepulveda.
To host tonight's program, tonight myself and Julie Sepulveda, we are standing in for Billy Tappin, and our DJ, TJ the DJ. We're standing in for both of them tonight, unfortunately, because there was a little bit of a mishap, right, Julie? You there, Julie?
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah. So, but they will be back. We did invite, as a matter of fact, I've spoken with her on the phone yesterday, our guest, Sophia Stewart. She is the creator of The Matrix and The Terminator. And hopefully she will be joining us momentarily for today's program. But until then, Julie, I think we have a couple of songs, and we also have a commercial coming up.
Yep, we are going to have Tom Brown, Funkin' for Jamaica, and Anthony Hamilton, Best of Me, on the chat reel with Billy and Friends.
All right, that's good.
And shalom, chat reelers. This is Dr. Denise Gotautis, metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I am one of the hosts of the chat reel with Billy and Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen live chat. I am here to announce another good friend of Billy Tappin and Friends, the writer of The Matrix and Terminator, the original Oracle herself, sci-fi writer, Oscar and award-winning Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work of The Matrix and The Terminator movies? If you love these movies, you will love her books. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. That is The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. In this book, Sophia Stewart talks about cracking the genetic code. This is a must read for those who love The Matrix and The Terminator. I am happy to announce this book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. It is also a recommended book on Goodreads, along with her other best-selling five-star books. Number one, The Third Eye. Number two, The Mother of the Matrix. Number three, Matrix Trivia, all written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular, and they are selling fast. Order your copy today. Don't forget, Sophia Stewart's books are available on Amazon, sold at your local Barnes & Noble bookstores. You can even purchase her book on Goodreads. You can also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supply runs out. The choice is yours, the blue pill or the red pill. Chat with you soon, real people. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chat Reel with Billion Friends. Standing in for Billy Tappin, I introduce Dr. Denise Gotautis and Julie Sepulveda.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. Me and Julie, we are honored to do tonight's program. As I mentioned before, it kind of surprised us, but Billy, he happened to be in the hospital, but he will be back momentarily, and TJ, our DJ, he kind of had a shoulder surgery, so me, the girls have to, you know, kind of hold it up, and Julie, you're there? Both of us, we're
yes,
here.
Yes, I am.
Holding it up for the chat reel, and we are very,
yes, we
very
are.
Honored and happy tonight to welcome our guest, Sophia Stewart. She is the creator of The Matrix and The Terminator, and she is also an Oscar award-winning writer and creator of The Matrix and The Terminator. And I just want to welcome her because she's done an awesome job. Her books are world-renowned, well-known, much available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. The contribution that she has given to everyone with her knowledge and her creativity with writing these books, it brought about the movies, the popular movies, The Matrix and The Terminator. And tonight, she is going to talk to us about the very creation of The Matrix 4. I just want to welcome her. We welcome you, Sophia Stewart. We welcome you tonight. We welcome, welcome you to the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. Sophia.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate that. And I want to say that I'm the owner of the Matrix and Terminator film franchises.
Yes,
not
she
just
is.
Not only the creator, but the owner.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my work won four Oscars. My work won four
yes.
Oscars, and that's something that's been hitting. They won't talk about that because it's brilliant work. It's 100 years ahead, visionary work, well into the future.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about virtual reality, almost 13 years ago in Matrix 4. Matrix 4 has been out since 2010, selling globally around the world.
Awesome.
Written several books on Matrix and Terminator. You can get three of them immediately right on Amazon. And Amazon Prime, they will expedite them in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Now, Sophia, you shared with me a little bit about how the Matrix came about and the things that you had to go through, I'll say, in order to make the franchise, everything a success. And, you know, I just remember, you know, growing up looking at The Matrix, looking at The Terminator, and I can say, honestly, it is an awesome piece of work. And you shared with me before that my fascination with it is the fact that it's biblical, you know? It's of the Torah. It's the creation of it, you know, the characters, it's all symbolic. And I was just so fascinated by it. It, you know, it's just awesome. It's awesome. It's genius, actually, because when you think about it in today's world, and Julie, I know you heard this before by certain people calling, you know, the whole world, hey, look, this is a Matrix. This is a Mandela effect, you know. This is...
Right, exactly. Exactly.
They use that term. They use that term. Hey, we're living in a matrix. So, see,
right.
Sophia, you started something there. You started something.
I was going to say, not that I think of something. I mean, I wrote something that has altered the whole perception of the world and has changed the way Hollywood do business financially. The movies Hollywood, when The Matrix and Terminator came out, and The Terminator came out October 26, 1984, and Matrix came out March 31, 1999, changed the way I told you the Hollywood cabal make money. It went in from the millions to the billions of dollars. My work has made $35 billion around the globe and has 2 to 3 billion fans globally.
Wow.
And won 4 Oscars. And science fiction hardly ever win any Oscars. That is a rarity.
That is a, what shall I call it? It's an anointing. It's a big blessing. It's a blessing.
My God.
You're
absolutely right. Because you know why?
Oh.
Because what I wrote was the second coming of the Christ conscious, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. Matrix is a 7,000-year-old Latin word for the woman's womb, her stargate, her portal to bring babies into this physical earthly domain. And without this matrix, you will not get in here. The body is created through the womb, and God's children are three-dimensional beings, the astral body, blood, water, and spirit. That's called the perion. The second body, the physical body, which is called transportation, 9 months or 36 weeks in the womb and the water, like a little fish with gills swimming around, breathing and eating of water. And then the third process is the seed or the soul that attaches at 12 weeks, meaning a doctor will not perform an abortion because he's killing a living soul. But up until 11 weeks, it's nothing but blood, water, and spirit. And you can't kill spirit because that's the astral body, the shadow body. When the sun casts its rays on you, you see a shadow looking and mimicking the physical body. That shadow is the astral body or the spirit.
Wow. That's awesome.
And
Julie.
This is why.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying, Julie, you have thoughts? I thought I heard you.
No, I'm just, my mind's blown right now. That somebody would even think of all that to begin with. You know what I mean? It's great. It's great.
Well, I have a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology. My schools are USC, University of Southern California, and the City University of New York. I'm a New Yorker, but I currently live in Las Vegas, Nevada right now.
Oh,
and
wow.
While I was at USC, that's where I wrote The Matrix and Terminator, while I was at USC. Terminator End Time Revelation, because it concerns the prophecy that a baby is going to be born, that the Christ consciousness is going to come back again. But this is all done in science fiction form. It is not done biblically, but spiritually. But it's done in science fiction, mathematics, quantum physics. So when you look at Matrix, you're looking at quantum physics. You're looking at ancient sacred geometry. You're looking at calculus and trig, math. Mm. So when you see him jumping and flying and unplugging and in simulations, we're talking about math.
Whoa.
The world we
live
in.
I'm fascinated. Sophia, I'm fascinated. I am so fascinated by not only the Matrix, but the creation of the Terminator. And the book that you shared that's on demand now, I mean, the Matrix 4. I mean,
that's the fourth installment, the real fourth installment that Warner Brothers offered me. $30 million for the shooting script because it's all original material, like the beginning of the work. never seen before on any screen. So when you read it or you're reading it, it is layered and it's so phenomenal that you have to read it two or three times because you'll miss something every time.
I imagine.
I know. I mean, I'm like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, look at this. The, oh gosh, I don't want to tell any of it that much, but do you mind if I tell
you
the part I'm really, really...
people. Yeah, go ahead and tell people. Let them know.
I'm fascinated with the part, the agent, like the agent, how they all of a sudden morph into Terminators. This was like, I was like, whoa.
Oh, yes.
Hologram
Terminators.
Yeah. I could imagine seeing this. It's just a combination, and I'm fascinated with the combination of it just bleeds so much into what's happening now, the reality of the computers and men, how people desire to merge those two. It's just, you know, the story is phenomenal. Everybody, I urge you to go out and get that Matrix 4 by Sophia Stewart, because, oh, that book, I could tell you the truth. But for myself, the little parts that I did read, because I sunk into it. I'm really, it's a really, really, really good book. It's really good. I urge y'all to go out and get it. But, yeah, Sophia, it's just the hollow, you know, I could just imagine how all of it, you know, it comes together when I'm looking at the book. It's just awesome. It's an awesome piece
of work.
Well,
I'm going to tell you how it comes together. The Terminator is the beginning of the epic story because the oracle prophecy is out there and the machines in the future battling the rebels that are going up against them because it's the rebellion going on, which you saw in Matrix 2, Reloaded is the rebellion, and Matrix 3 is the revolution, but I had to make it a dream because it was going in another direction, which was garbage. So I had to make it into a dream and show people Neo and Trinity never died. A dream within a dream, like a wheel within a wheel with Ezekiel. Or are you sleeping or are you awake? Or are you in a simulation or are you living in reality? Matrix make you question your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow.
It's
and
fascinating.
So,
I mean, wow. I mean, it makes you think about the reality that we live in now. Doesn't it, Julie?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It really does.
Yeah, because you've been programmed. You were programmed for 12 years from grade elementary or grade school or kindergarten or before that, preschool.
Right.
You were programmed because when you come out of the birth canal of the Matrix, Matrix is a 7,000-year-old Latin word for the woman's womb or stargate or portal. And it's mentioned five times in scripture, but it's a 7,000-year-old Latin word meaning the womb. But when you go into the Bible, it's three times in Exodus, two times in Numbers. Exodus 34th chapter 19 verse, God says, he who opens up the matrix to come out of the woman's womb are my children. Because man would create his own children in the lab rats, living amoebas, one-dimensional amoebas. And they would be test tube babies and petri dish babies and drones and clones and artificial inseminated babies and gender benders and gender manipulated, where they would manipulate the sex of the children. And these would be the machines, the monsters, going up against God's children with seeds. Without the seeds, you cannot keep coming back again and again. You must have a seed, a soul, just like the fruits, like the fruits that have seeds. And if the fruits and what you eat doesn't have any seeds, it is seedless and soulless because everything God has created upon the earth has a seed of continuation. And everything that man has created upon the earth has a beginning and an end. And that it will not begin again and will never begin again. But when you eat a watermelon with seeds, when you eat an orange with seeds, when you eat an apple with seeds, and you spit out the seeds upon the ground, and the wind may carry them here or near or far away, and they will meet with water, rain, or in the ground, water, and they will grow apple trees and oranges and all kinds of and vegetables. And animals have seeds also, continuation, because every time a dog have babies, a cow have babies, a sheep has babies, a horse have babies, but not a mule. But not a mule. A mule is a hybrid created by man. You take a horse that's big, but he's weak, and you take a ducky that's little, but he's strong, and you crossbreed him, and you got a mule. You got a big old mule that looks as big as a horse, but he's as strong as a donkey. But he's a hybrid. He can't have any babies. He's born seedless. He's created by man. He's a lab rat.
Okay.
Everything created by man is a lab rat.
Yep. That's very true.
It is.
The cloning and the birds and the bees won't
eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're monsters.
That's very, very
true.
Mm-hmm. And now,
you see what I said? They're monsters.
Yeah, they are monsters. They shouldn't clone anything, especially because they're interfering with, you know, the natural order of things. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, but they've been doing this forever. Go all the way back to Kemet, Egypt, what you call the motherland or Eden, and look at the hieroglyphics. Look at the Egyptian hieroglyphics, and you see a jackal-headed man, Anubis. A jackal-headed man. What does that tell you? Crossbreeding.
They've been doing
crossbreeding.
Well, they've been doing like the Doctor's Island of Monroe. When you look at mythology, the miniature man born with a bull's head, and we got plenty of them here. We got pigs that look like people. That's why the swine valve works in them. We got people come from dogs. People come from snakes. The reptilians, because the reptilian when he had sex with Eve. He was walking upright like a man before he crawled on his belly. Got cursed.
Exactly.
Yep. And it reminds me of
monkeypox.
Yep. And Sophia, it reminds me of too, like when the reason why everybody entered the Ark of Noah because they had corrupted the seed of men. You know,
that's
they
right.
were mixed
you're
the
smart.
Angels.
But they were mixed with more than just the angels. The angels did have sex with the animals, had sex with God's children, the beautiful women.
Yep.
When they got kicked out of heaven into hell here on earth, that is the hell what they got kicked into, they began to see the beautiful women, and they began to just go wild here and start mixing with animals and everything they could mix with. They had sex with. Because they were all different sizes. They were not all giant angels, cherubs.
Right.
And the archangels are the size of men. You know what I'm talking about? A third of them fell to the earth, and they began to seed the earth. But to mix with God's children, and that's what the two lineages were about when you go into the Bible and you look at Cain, raising Cain, chaos. Cain was chaos, but he had the mark of the beast, the mark of his father. What was it? The mark of the beast was his father, because he came from the beast. That's why. He killed Abel.
Killed Abel.
And Nephilim. They call him Nephilim.
Nephilim. Born, that's why we had some of the giants upon Nephilim.
Right.
Half
angel, half man.
Some giants.
And I
upon
wanted to interject
earth.
And remind the callers that what's going to happen is in the second hour. Sophia, if you're willing to take any questions from those okay, because we had a person, of course, they were holding, but I do remember them, and I want them to also raise their hand again, but in the second hour is the time that Sophia, she could take questions from any of the callers and listeners in, and I do have that person in queue, but We often do it in the second hour. Just wanted to remind everybody that is listening in to the chat reel. And go ahead. As you were saying, Sophia.
No, I was just telling people about the, you know, why, like when she brought up about the flood and Noah's Ark, why they had to destroy all these monsters that man had created upon the earth. Those dinosaurs, where the earth cracked open like an egg and swallowed them whole. It was just so many. Like they had the Pegasus, a horse with wings. They had a unicorn, a horse born with a horn in the middle of his head. Cyclops, a giant with an eye in the middle of his forehead. Medusa, a woman with snakes on her head. The Minotaur, a man had a bull head. Hercules. And they were calling these children, you know, in mythology, children of the gods, like Hercules and then Apollo and Athena and Diana the Huntress. I mean, we could go on and on. There was all these children, and these children had these gifts of the gods.
Mm-hmm. And I often wonder, where did all of this Greek mythology come from, this lady with the snakes in her head? You know, it all goes together. And the ironic thing, it does go together with, you know, you break everything down with these movies and with the Terminator. You're basically taking everybody on a journey, and it's breaking everything down to the basics where even the simplest person can understand. And that's what fascinates me about your work. And it's awesome. And Sophia, I wanted to give you a chance to think more about, you know, what you want to say with the Matrix 4 book and the Terminator. And I wanted to give you a chance. We're going to take a small commercial break. And I wanted to ask Julie, what songs do we have for today, Julie?
We have Third World, Now That We Found Love, and Can Function, Chase Me, on the chat reel with Billy and Friends.
All right.
Shalom, chat reelers. This is Dr. Denise Bocardis, metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I am one of the hosts of the chat reel with Billy and Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen live chat. I am here to announce another good friend of Billy Tappan and Friends, the writer of The Matrix and Terminator, the original Oracle herself, sci-fi writer, Oscar and award-winning Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work of The Matrix and The Terminator movies? If you love these movies, you will love her books. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. That is The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. In this book, Sophia Stewart talks about cracking the genetic code. This is a must read for those who love The Matrix and The Terminator. I am happy to announce this book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. It is also a recommended book on Goodreads, along with her other best-selling five-star books. Number one, The Third Eye. Number two, The Mother of the Matrix. Number three, Matrix Trivia, all written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular, and they are selling fast. Order your copy today. Don't forget, Sophia Stewart's books are available on Amazon, sold at your local Barnes & Noble bookstores. You can even purchase her book on Goodreads. You can also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supply runs out. The choice is yours. The blue pill or the red pill. Chat with you soon, little people. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
are listening to CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show, The Chat Reel, where you get live real chat and the topics are Chat Reel.
Heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know.
And we are back with our very special guest, Sophia Stewart, the creator, the owner of The Matrix and The Terminator. And I just welcome you back, Sophia Stewart. Julie, is there any questions that you have for Sophia?
Not anything that I have yet. And she's been explaining everything to me just fine, so.
Yeah. And Sophia, my questions were, what inspired your Matrix 4 book? What inspired you to
You don't get inspired to continue your work. You just continue. All creators eclipse their work. If the late Michael Jackson was here right now, he would be eclipsing his work, but he wouldn't be inspired, but his gift would just proceed and continue. And
right.
So me writing Matrix 4 was to show the whole world that I was the creator and owner, and I did not sell the shooting script to them because I wanted them to get busted. And when they came out with the resuscitation movie, documentary that had John Wick and Tiffany in it with a husband and two kids and some naked man claiming to be Morpheus' son. Well, that showed the whole world that they did not create Matrix and Terminator.
Right.
That they had lied to you guys, and a lot of people asked for their money back. The investors lost $100 million from the fraud.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
But my work was inspired by God from the beginning, and the late Muhammad Ali, because it was dedicated to him. If you go into the Third Eye book, and a lot of people have not read these books yet, but there are many fans who have. You can see the 5-star reviews on Amazon.
Right.
Amazon.com, people can go in there and search and put Sophia Stewart's books in and look at my books and look at the 5-star reviews. It's the continuation of the original work. Because
yeah.
the fans wanted more Matrix. They wanted
yes,
more
they
Matrix
did.
And more Terminator.
Right.
They wanted more
right.
of what they got in 1999 and 1984 with the Terminator. 1999
yeah.
with the Matrix. So they wanted more of the same work, and I'm the only one that could give them that.
Exactly.
Now, yeah, now you had a time when the Terminator and then the Matrix first came out. I know that you had a very negative experience. Would you like to share a little bit about that? What happened to you? How everybody was deceived and not believing that you did create the Matrix and the Terminator when you did, and how
everything
played out.
Well, I didn't have any negative experience. No, I didn't have any negative
experience. It wasn't
negative? No, it was
okay.
not a negative. People being in disbelief is not a negative experience. A negative experience is when
okay.
something happens to you traumatically or horribly. No, I had
okay.
nothing to happen to me at all. People, disbelief is, that's always been with us forever.
Okay, gotcha.
When Tesla came out with wireless light, people did not believe it and thought he was crazy. When the Wright brothers came out with the airplane, they thought they were crazy. Einstein or any of them have inventors and creators in history, world history, have been thought of
right.
to be crazy or they, you know, because people, they're coming out with inventions and creations that are sometime 100 years ahead.
Right.
Being disbelieving, that's been going on since the beginning of time, people not believing and they're the two types of people, those who have faith that they don't need to see in order to believe, and then there's
mm-hmm.
those who need help, like stigmata. They need to see the statues bleeding out of their hands to believe that Christ is real, you see, or they need to see it in order to believe it. Those are people who have
right.
a lack of faith. So, yes,
right.
I encountered both kinds. I encountered the people who had faith and they believed without seeing that I wrote The Matrix and Terminator. And there were
right.
those who had to wait and see me go through the courts. And then there's still right now some disbelievers out there, tons of them, because there's 7 billion people on the earth. And no matter what
yeah.
they see, no matter what evidence they see, no matter what proof they see, no matter the continuation of the work they read, there are those people who are just never going to believe, no matter what. And so I'm not here to turn, like Kanye's West song, I'm not here to turn atheists into believers. I'm not here
yeah.
to take you on a journey or try to get you to believe, somebody jump over the broom or whatever you need to do. You need to seek truth in God on your own.
That's
all
right.
I'm going to do is lay out the facts and put out the evidence, and you can pick it up. And you can read it and see it, and you can search and see how deep the rabbit hole go, or you can take the blue pill and go to sleep and believe like Cypher that you're eating steak when you're eating mush and try to kill for the lie. That's
you can lead a
you.
Horse to the water, but you can't make him drink, right?
You can lead a horse
right,
to
right.
the water, but you'll never make a horse drink. And I'm not here to force that horse. We are not here to force the truth or good or God on anyone. We're here
yep.
just to witness and deliver the evidence and the paperwork and let them do whatever they do. Or let
mm-hmm.
them do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you can take the red pill and see how deep the rabbit hole goes, or you can take the blue one and go on with the lie and enjoy the lie like some people are doing here.
Right. Yes.
But like what I was
now,
saying earlier, the work was dedicated to Muhammad Ali and to the living God, because Muhammad Ali was just living at the time in the 80s while I was at USC. I was engaged to marry him. He was much older, but he was this living black superhero, and we had never had that ever. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
can you imagine
right,
that?
Right, right. With the challenges that, you know, and I understand where you're coming from,
so,
you know, the challenges when, you know, when King was alive, I mean, there were a lot of black inventors where there was not a lot of people who believed that the black inventors, even from the traffic light, you know, even to the cars, people really don't know that basic things like that, even the blood transfusion machine being created by Charles Drew, who died because people failed to believe that a black man could create that. And the ironic thing is he got caught in a traffic accident. And he needed a transfusion, and because he was on the white side of town, he couldn't get that transfusion because they said they didn't want to mix his blood with white blood. And it was ironic how I was looking at something online where it's ironic how black people, when they do create things back in those days, those things were stolen from them. You know, and
exactly.
it just,
exactly.
it made me think about that, you know. And Charles Drew, ironically, he created the blood transfusion machine, but yet he couldn't get the transfusion because of the limitations of the time, you know, put on
well, yeah, the
a
racism
black.
Of the time, what they call races, the word racism at the time is caused that to happen. But a lot of times people have projected, the white and Jews
yeah.
and have projected things about themselves on others, because it was a black house before it was a white house. They burnt the black
mm-hmm.
house down, and what you see today, they erected it and painted it white and called it a white house. Now, nobody ever questioned why are they calling it a white house, because there were 7 black presidents before Obama that was in that black house that got burnt down. Did y'all know that?
Yeah. I knew that the first president that is not written in history books before George Washington, I knew, I was told it was a black president of the United States in the beginning.
No, it was seven of them. It was seven of them. George Washington was the first white president. That's what they failed to neglect to tell you. They made you think he was the first president of the world here in the USA, but he wasn't.
Right.
He was the first white president. But before him, there was John Hanson, the Moor, and then there was Thomas Jefferson. They tried to make like Thomas Jefferson was white with a slave named Sally Henning. But no, both of them were black. Andrew Jackson was black. Coolidge and Harding, they were black. And they tell you the different mixtures. Abraham Lincoln, he was black.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you
the
different mixtures that they had that made them black. Anybody right now can Google seven black presidents before Obama, and they will run down the history to you. And they will give you the mixtures of what they had, the bloodlines. There are a lot of black people with white skin that are passing. And I keep telling people, you're not these skins. Skins are nothing but a cover. That's all it is, maybe for environmental reasons, maybe for other reasons, or because of the sun rays or whatever God had intended for the skin to be, this cover. But it doesn't write anything. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't represent you as anybody. It has its own purpose, just like us being women and we having womb. Us being a woman and having a womb, a matrix, doesn't mean that we're not exceptional, doesn't mean we're not strong or able to do things that others are able to do. And I told people it was my brains that wrote the matrix, not my skin, didn't write anything. Me being a woman didn't write anything. So what does a black woman have to do with my brains? My brain is alpha male brain, and it's what did all the writing and the consciousness and the conscious.
Right.
And so you need to get off these stereotypes about black woman, black and all this.
Right.
Throw that out the window.
Right. Thank
because
you so
many...
much for saying that.
Right.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to unplug people out of these old stereotypes and ignorance. And I said when you speak these things out of your mouth, it determines who you are. Some of the things coming out of these people's mouths are just slave stuff. I say, get rid of those programs. When you came out of your mom's womb, out of her stargate, her portal into this physical domain called Earth, you had the knowledge of God. But as soon as you got into the school, and if you stayed there for 12 years, you got 12 years of programming. 12 years.
Yes.
To actually to empty the knowledge that God had given you and replace it with mimicking, copying. And some people mimic and copy and don't even know they're mimicking and copying. They think it's all right because others are saying it. So they don't know that they're saying something derogatory or something ignorant or something that's not true. Because a majority of the people are just mimicking. I'll give you a good example. When they come with this madam and miss, M-I-S-S is for a single woman who's available to get married and have some children.
Always was. Always did mean that.
People think it's a form of respect. And I say, how can it be respectful if it's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just
being respectful, that's all. No, you're being a slave with a program. Because someone gave you this program but didn't explain the program to you. So you think that it's some form of respect, but it's what they gave the slaves. When people want to be elevated, they give themselves titles. And we're these queens and czars and pharaohs and countess and duchess and all these titles. I mean, they're just endless. Well, these titles were given people to create a caste system because God told you, if you read anything of any of these Bibles that are out here, you have to discern the knowledge of God. You got to discern the truth and leave the rest. this garbage or witchcraft or whatever it is that added to or taken away from. You got to leave that and go into every book and get the truth out of it and elevate. Because God told you that no one was above you and nobody was below you, that everyone had equal opportunity as you.
That's right.
Being alive.
Wow.
We all have equal opportunity, not created equal, but equal opportunities is what they should have wrote in the Constitution.
Right.
They shouldn't have said every man is created equal. Should have said equal opportunity. Go on.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to, if you're ready, we're entering the second hour. And with that second hour, I wanted to open up the lines to anyone who had a question, because there was a caller that was on in the first hour that wanted to ask that question. And I wanted to open up the line so that that caller can possibly ask you the question that they were waiting on, if they're still willing to do so. So
yeah,
I want to open just that line up. Hello, caller, are you there? The caller that had their hand up?
Head north on Davis Avenue Northwest. Then turn right onto 11th Street Northwest.
Okay,
right there.
There
is. You're welcome.
Hello now, what was that? Your name? Hello, caller? I think that they did not, but I want to open up the phone lines to those who have a question. Anyone that would like to ask Mrs. Sophia Stewart a question. The line is open for you to do so. Anyone out there that want to?
How do I do it?
Talk. Hello?
Hello? Hello, yes. What's your name?
Can you hear me? My name is Ada Todd. I am Billy Tappan's aunt and Julie's cousin.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh,
doing good.
We're doing good. Me.
I'm doing good. I mean, I just wanted to let you know I am Billy Tappan's aunt, and this is the first time I have come on here. I did not know how to do this, but my nephew kept telling me I need to tune in, and I kept forgetting. You know, when you get old, you forget. And so I kept forgetting what night you guys came on. So that's why I wanted to call. I don't have a question, but I'm enjoying the show. I really am.
Thank you. I just wanted
to let you know that his family is watching this, or watching it, listening to you, because it is very interesting, very. My cousin, I have another cousin over here that would be Julie's cousin, too, that's sitting next to me. We're a big family. We're a good sized family, right, Julie?
We are a huge family.
Yes, we are. But I wanted to just let you know I am listening, and that I will be listening every Monday now that I've talked to you.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Awesome.
It's nice to know.
Awesome. And Julie's doing an awesome job along with our guest Sophia Stewart. I hope, you know, the family go out and get her Matrix 4 book, because that book is good.
Yeah, where do you get that book?
You can get that book on Amazon.
That's the magic word.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And now I wonder, is my friend Al, he's out there, I know, and does he have a question for Sophia Stewart? Al, you there?
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Great, Sophia. We talked several times, but a lot of people don't know that you are a lawyer as well.
That's right. I'm an attorney. I
quite a lot of law firms. I sued four law firms, and Warner Brothers brought on several others. One of them had over 100 attorneys, and they could not beat me. And people tend to think that you're an attorney or you're a doctor because of a license. A license only gives you the opportunity to practice law or practice medicine on people. That's why they call it a medical practice and a law practice. And a lot of people don't know this, but back in the day when Abraham Lincoln, there was no bar. And when doctors were doctors out there, they didn't have to take any, a license to practice medicine. They went to school, and the education is what made them a doctor and what made them a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. The license gives you the opportunity to make money off of others so you can be held accountable in case they have to file a lawsuit against you. And the bar, I think the bar who's over the bar is the Queen of England, well, the late Queen of England. She's gone now, but now King Charles.
Okay.
I guess he'll take that place. Okay. That's why they call them esquires.
Well, I'm so glad
to
hear you.
But go on. What was your question?
No, but that was mainly it because, I mean, you're constant so many things, and I just wanted the world to know that, you know, you're all around. You know, a lady that really put, you know, a lot of work into it, and we're proud of your accomplishments, and we're here to support you in every way.
What is your name?
Al Bracey.
Oh, Al Bracey, okay. Thank you
very much. You're welcome.
Awesome.
We have talked a couple of times.
Yes,
I
remember that name.
Yes.
Awesome,
yes.
Al. Thank you so much, Al, because, I mean, And you know what? I was reading Sophia Stewart's book, a bit of it, about cracking the genetic code. That's the name of it. The start of that book, The Evolution, I mean, that book is, you know, it really makes you think about, you know, it kind of makes me think about what's happening today. You know what I mean? In the world today with everybody trying to combine, you know, you get the idea with the computer chips and everything that's going on, everybody trying to combine the men with the machines and all of that stuff. It's really prophetic, I could say. It's really prophetic. The whole series is really prophetic because some of the things, when this movie came out, as I can remember with The Matrix and Terminator, I mean, people really didn't take into account or even really think about men combining with machines. But nowadays you get these bionic things, people getting a bionic leg and stuff on. And now they're sitting here trying to put computer chips in people. And I'm like, you know, this was the reason why I said,
it was
prophetic because when it came out, they didn't have this, you know, this technology to do it. And it's ironic that everything to when I was reading the book or when I was looking at the movie in the beginning when it first came out, it's ironic that but right before it happened, you know, the story was told. And yes, it goes a lot with prophecy. And, you know, that was my whole fascination with The Matrix and The Terminator. And it is very, very good how in the book, you know, you just bring it all together. I mean, you know, if you ever watch The Terminator and The Matrix, you bring the whole thing together. You put, you know, The Terminator is in this Matrix book, and it makes sense from the beginning.
Well, it's all one epic story. It's just past, present, and future time travel. Like the Bible, the Bible is one epic story, but it's divided into past, present, and future because when you look at the Old Testament, that was the past. And if you look at the New Testament, it's right here, what we're doing right here, right now, the present. And then when you look at Revelations, well, that is what one will become. That is the future. And this is why most people cannot read the Bible and interpret it and understand it, because they're reading it in a literal sense instead of breaking it down into a past, present, and future time travel. Because if you look at the Old Testament, that's what happened way in the beginning, and it kind of lets you know what's going to come forth. And then when you look at the New Testament, it's telling you that it's really literally talking about the present. And then Revelations is so difficult because it's prophecy. It's just like the Oracle's prophecy in the Matrix. The Matrix is the future. The Terminator is the past. And the machines in the future doing the rebellion or the revolution, here's the Oracle's prophecy. A baby is going to be born. The second coming of the Christ. And why does he have to come back and be born of a woman again? What is going to be so pivotal to bring that about is because the machines are warring against God's children, man. The children that come out of the Matrix, out of the womb, the woman's womb, will war against the lab rats that come out of the laboratory by man.
Okay.
So this is what the whole premise of the story is about. And it has a past and a present and a future. And we're right now, we're living in the in what you call the New Testament, the present. And we look at the old, where H.G. Wells was born in the iron industry, and he thought machines were old metal clankety-clank. You see the old metal robots.
Right.
Me, I was born a visionary seer like him, but I'm born in the digital age, and I see the computer, the machine, wrapped in flesh, kill but cannot be killed, the Terminator, time traveling, all the way from the future to the past to kill Sarah Connor so she won't have that baby. And Kyle Reese time traveling to save her and inadvertently gets her pregnant, but he has to go back to the future because he can't stay in the past. But now it's the Immaculate Conception because she was in love with this man. And the proof is in her matrix, her womb, this baby. And when you see the Terminator, the second Terminator, you see the teenager. But he's not consciously aware of what's going on, but he knows the machines are trying to kill him. And then third Terminator, he's a man child, and he still hasn't awakened yet. And then... later on, he's hidden in the Matrix. He's hidden there till he reaches the age of 30 years of age. That's when the revolution starts, when he gets old enough to be ready to fight the machines. And he's taken over to the Oracle for the prophecy, and he's taken to Morpheus so Morpheus can train him to fight the machines. So you see, it's a journey. The one, Neo, N-E-O-O-N-E.
Yes.
And John the Revelator was the only one to call Jesus the One. So Neo, the one, meaning that we all can be the one. We all have a chance on our journey to be a hero, not a zero.
Oh. Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
The collective consciousness of the one.
Right. And
this is why the story is so...
Yeah, need to call for a commercial break? Oh, sure. In most circles, they call Mashiach Messiah, in Christ, the same meaning. Yes, we can go to a commercial break, but this is so awesome, and I'm just really, really excited about The Matrix 4 because it is in Barnes & Noble, everybody, and it's on Amazon, and I think that it will be awesome if you could pick up a copy because, I mean, the copies are really running out. It's a high demand, I would tell you the truth.
Well,
it's
on demand.
The book is very, very good.
It will never run out. It will never run out.
It won't run out.
It's on demand means that the moment they order it, it's printed for them. That's what on demand means. You demand for it, you know, your demand for it is automatically met the moment you pay for it. They print it for you. And print a copy and send it out to you. Or you can go to my website, matrixterminator.com, and personally get copies from me if you want.
Okay, yes.
And my email and my contact information is matrixterminator.com, www.matrixterminator.com or truthaboutmatrix.com.
And Sophia, just to let you know, I did add that. I added that to the very bottom in the description where they could just click on the link and they could go directly to
your place where
website.
You have the books. Yeah, your website.
Yeah, and I got ebooks for those who love ebooks out there.
To your link.
I have the ebooks. Yeah, I have the ebooks also available, physical books and as well as ebooks. And they don't cost that much.
Oh yeah.
And it's four books. Four books, people. Four books on Matrix and Terminator.
Four books, everybody. Yes.
Okay, four books.
So thank yeah. So we're going to go, and like Julie said, we're going to take a commercial break. And I think, Julie, just probably a show identification and also, yes, a commercial break. And we're going to do the one song. What was that song that we didn't do?
The Gap Band Outstanding.
Oh, okay. We're going to go. Okay. Because I think we got the Bad Boys. Remember that one? So thank you, everybody. And we'll be back. We will be back after this.
CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show, The Chat Real, where you get live real chat and the topics are Chat Real.
Metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I'm one of the hosts of the Chat Reel, with Billion Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. I'm here to announce another good friend of Billy Tapp and his friends, the writer of The Matrix and The Terminator, the original Oracle herself, Oscar Award-winning sci-fi writer, Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work and movies of The Matrix and The Terminator? If you love these movies, you will love her books. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscience, Matrix 4. That's right, The Evolution of Conscience, Matrix 4. This is a must-read for those who love The Matrix. I am happy to announce that this book is now available at your local Barnes & Noble Best Bookseller. And it is also a recommended book at Goodreads, along with your other best-selling five-star books, The Third Eye, The Mother of The Matrix, and The Matrix Trivia. All of these books were written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular, and they are selling fast. So I advise you to go and order your copy today. Don't forget, they are available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Goodreads. You could also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supplies run out.
Bad boys! From the television series, oh, internationally shown.
What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you control. The school and learn the road and the rules. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? This ticket, then you must step to bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? They chuck it on that one, chuck it on this one. They chuck it on your mother and they chuck it on your father. They chuck it on your sister, they chuck it on your brother. They chuck it on that one and they chuck it on me. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey! Bad boys!
Bad boys!
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys!
Bad boys!
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys!
Bad boys!
What you gonna do?
Pull out!
Don't you know you're a human being? Born of a mother with the love of a father. Reflections come and reflections go. I know
sometimes
you wanna let go. Hey, 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 I know sometimes you wanna let go. Bad boy,
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey! Hey! We don't wanna cocaine, we don't wanna crack, crack, crack. Oh, no, no, no. We don't wanna cocaine, we don't wanna crack, crack, crack. Who said to me, yeah, light up the indica, Lord, hey, light up the senses. Let me tell you this, you see, cocaine will mash your brain, but the sense of media is cocaine will choke your brain, but the sense of media is cocaine will choke your brain, but the reggae music is cocaine will crush your brain, but the reggae music is say Irie, Irie,
go
Irie, go Irie. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy!
Bad boy!
What you gonna do? Bad boy!
Bad boy!
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy!
Bad boy!
Oh Lord, hold on a second. Are this a sun flash? Are this a sun flash or two? All them things when I hear about gunshots, all the people them lively and irate, and unity, eh? And this a gunshots reggae party. We say if I this a reggae gunshots party, then you know, you can't be bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do, bad boy?
musical earthquake. Come back here. And when last time a musical earthquake? Eh? Musical earthquake for Rocky Mountain. Hey. Oh Lord of God. Oh Lord of God. Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the chat reel with Billion Friends. Standing in for Billy Tappin, I introduce Dr. Denise Gotautis and Julie Sepulveda.
Welcome. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are still joined with our guest, our very special guest, Sophia Stewart. She is the creator and the owner of the Matrix and Terminator franchise. And I just want to continue her in our welcome and thank everybody. Thank you, everybody that is listening in and supporting Sophia Stewart. And we are continuing our conversation about the Matrix and the Terminator movies. Sophia, how are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing excellent. Excellent.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we wanted to talk even more about the Matrix and the Terminator franchise, and we wanted to talk even more about the Matrix 4. Is this going to be
The correct title for Matrix 4 is Evolution,
okay.
Correct? In the genetic
the
code,
evolution.
That's the name of it. Yeah. The evolution of consciousness means people becoming aware, awakening, not just their consciousness, but their horizons being aware. Conscious means mm-hmm. being aware. Consciousness means coming into knowledge. Two different meanings, two different words. But evolution, because the first one is the Matrix, the second one is Reloaded, third is Revolution, and then the fourth is Evolution, because it has evolved into greater machines, a greater threat to Neo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And it's awesome. Awesome. It's awesome. And Julie, did you have any pressing questions you wanted to ask Sophia?
A little thing I'm a little curious about is, have you wrote other books besides these four books that we're talking about today? Were there books that you wrote in the beginning that were strong science fiction books or strong biblical books?
These were my beginning books that I wrote while I was in school at USC. I continued. That's where the other books came. But the first book in the first script was called the same title, The Third Eye, Matrix, and Terminator, because we're talking about the third eye, the eye of God, because on earth we have two eyes. But then the third eye is the all-knowing, all-seeing eye of God that sees and knows everything. And then we're talking about Matrix, the woman's womb, her stargate, her portal, and Terminator End Time Revelations, because that's where the prophecy comes from. So this is why the book is called The Third Eye, Matrix, and Terminator, because it's talking
mm-hmm.
about the eye of God, the woman's womb, and the oracles or the prophecy that's in Revelations that the Christ consciousness would come again, and why it had to come again and be born of a woman. Because when you go into the Bible, you see the first coming of the Christ, and what he handled during his period of time with the Romans. But everything the Romans were doing back then, or they're doing it right now, everything always starts out pure, and then it all ends up being corrupted with bestiality and animalism, you know, mixing with the animals. Because when Moses went to get the law, he left. In the Bible, it seems to think he was gone for a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a month or whatever. But no, he was gone for many years before he brought the law, the Ten Commandments, the law of God to the people. And that time in the movies, y'all see it. The first thing y'all see is this bull, this golden calf. But it was symbolism or symbolic to them having sex with animals.
Yeah.
And worshiping the beast. And the devil, they always show you the devil in the movies. He's this giant angel with horns on his head and cloven hoofs. Those are animal symbols. And the goat, when they give the witches and warlock give the goat sign, it's an animal bestiality sign. And when y'all look at the movie Sodom and Gomorrah and you go into the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah, but it's sodomizing and gonorrhea. When you look at the movie with Stuart Granger in it, he plays Lot, L-O-T, and Lot had sex with his daughters, incest, because he married a woman from Sodom and Gomorrah. He married a woman from there, and she taught him those ways. And so God was not prejudiced when he told King David and King Solomon not to be mixing it up with these different foreign women, because they would be worshiping these foreign gods that they all are into, or witchcraft or whatever they're into. And that's what he was talking about. But he wasn't being racist or being with any, you know, prejudice or trying to hold David and King Solomon. He was just trying to keep them focused on him, God, to keep them to obey in spirituality and love and the law. But if you go into the Bible and you go all the way to Kemet or ancient Egypt or Egyptian mythology and stuff, you'll see all of this stuff. Some men went over there and tried to change the history, altering the hieroglyphics, altering the faces of the pharaohs and the knowledge and stuff way back in the 20s and the 30s.
Yes. Wow. It's just awesome. You have so much wisdom and so much knowledge.
That's where the Bible comes from. The Bible comes from the Book of the Living, the Book of the Dead. When you see Dale Carnegie's book, when you see Napoleon Hill and all of those people, Vincent Peale and some of the other ones that you guys know about, they all have gained this knowledge all the way from the Book of the Living. All these different books that are in modern time have all elevated from that source. When you see Horus, that was the baby Jesus, but they called him Horus. And when you see Isis, that's the mother, the Madonna Mary that the Pope bowed down to. The little black woman and the black baby is Isis and Horus. And when you see Amun-Ra, that's the left eye. That's the left eye. And Horus was the right eye. And that tells you about how energy flows from right to left, left to right. But that's what it was talking about. Amun-Ra. Yeah, Amun-Ra and Horus. Well, that was the left eye and the right eye.
Right. Very, very interesting. And it's just awesome. I mean, just, you know, reading your material, looking at the books, I mean, you know, I learn a lot. I mean, you could learn a lot of biblical things.
Well, yeah, because the Bible traces all the way up to the Book of the Living, the Book of the Dead. From the ancient Egyptians or the ancient aliens that came forth to the earth, that failed to the earth. Alien means unknown. That's all the word alien means. It doesn't mean something is an ET, extraterrestrial. Doesn't mean it's something, a monster. Just like when they call people aliens from over from Mexico. It's just talking about unknown.
So,
Sophia,
when you
I
see
always
the word
thought,
alien, go ahead.
Yeah.
You always thought what?
I always thought, like, you know, alien, hey, those are some, well, you know, evil angels or fallen angels. That's the only thing that had come to my mind with those, because I'm like, why would anybody tell men that they're aliens that God had already created anyway? But, you know, that's
well,
just me.
This terminology and words and spells, that's what when you went in school, they didn't want you to learn math because you would become a co-creator and you'd be an inventor. Because we create with math. Math is the universal language here, not spells
oh, yeah.
or spelling or curses or cursive. You know, that's witchcraft, illusions. When Moses came with the staff of truth and Pharaoh called out his wizards, his warlocks, his witches, soothsayers, and they began to perform what, you know, was illusion. And then when Moses hit the staff of truth, miracles, it ate up the lies and the illusion. That's what truth does, because every lie
yes.
has to bow down to the truth. That is the law. So you can defeat
mm-hmm.
anybody that's lying, because you don't have to slap them, hit them, kick them, or kill them. All you got to do is continue to tell the truth, and the truth will defeat them, because that is the law. Every lie, every illusion has to bow down to the truth, that the truth will destroy any lies or illusions. And once you learn that principle, then you can stand on that principle and win in any arena.
Any battle, yes,
there,
that's right.
That's right, any battle, because that is
that's
a fact.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, and it's disturbing how people, they don't really stand on the truth in the day and age we live in. If you really look at it and observe a lie, it has no foundation. It has nothing. It, you know, they once a person lies, they have to build upon the lies with more lies, and then it finally crumbles down. But no, you're right, absolutely. The truth is solid. It's a solid foundation. And this is just totally just awesome.
Well, that's what I did, and that's how I won. I stood on truth, and that's how I won. And they were talking about me in the Los Angeles Sentinel. You can go to the archives, and I've done over 5,000 media interviews. I've done newspaper, radio, magazine, television, some the big ones, Essence, Vibe, Source, Black Enterprise, Time Magazine, LA Times, L3, and I could go on and on. So you guys go to the archives and get the real story and stay off of the Internet. Mm-hmm. The Internet is nothing but a distribution platform for you to make money, not to gossip on. It wasn't put there
right.
that you're going to sell some gossip, but selling gossip, if you don't have the right lawyers, is going to get you into trouble. You're going to end
right.
up without right. anything, because if you slander or defame somebody and you got a little bit of money, or whatever you got, is going to be gone. Because
uh-huh.
to stay from gossiping, keep your mouth with good things and good thoughts and blessings. And, but what
right.
I gave
right.
you were the first black science fiction with black superheroes, so you can see that there are black people in leadership role here on the earth. And that slavery
uh-huh.
was nothing but a myth. That's all it was, a myth, because the people up north, Harriet Tubman and the Journey Truth, would go to the south and get to kidnap people, which is called sex trafficking today. It's the same
oh,
thing
okay, yeah.
that was going on then with sex trafficking, where you would kidnap people and use them for free labor and sexual things and all kinds of stuff. Same thing, hiding them out on a plantation in the woods someplace. And everybody else is free, and you know, so slavery was
yeah.
all a myth, a lie. They kidnapped people around the world in these ships. The continent, so-called continent named after a white man, Africa, has nothing to do with no color or anything. It's saying
yeah.
that Africanus, he defeated Hannibal on his turf, which is a lie. And they named the continent after him, but it has nothing to do with your skin color. It has nothing to do with who you are. It's just like you calling yourself Toby on a plantation and your name is Kuti Kente. Well, when somebody kidnaps you, if you use your real name, Kuti Kente, your family is going to find you. But if you take on the name of the slave master, Toby, then in the book, it's a runaway slave with the name Toby. And they're going to bring you back to the plantation.
Now,
so
you
need
know,
to
I've
know the war
about,
was not
about
slavery.
Right.
The war
I
was
always
a,
thought
was
that.
A,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go on. No, go
I was,
on.
I was just interjecting. I always thought about the colorism, the skin color thing. And at one time before the divisions came about on the skin color, I always thought everybody was separated by whatever continent, whatever place they lived. They didn't really necessarily care about skin color. I've always thought of that.
No, it was never anything about any. That was invented here in America to create the caste system, sweetie, and to create separation and division, to divide you and separate you. Because the continent, so-called continent Africa, is almost 8,000 miles from America. And you have to stop through 4,000 ports to get fresh food and water. So there's no way they're going to bring a million black people over in a rickety old boat. Because it's a hard time bringing them over in a ship right now, 8,000 miles to here. So all people were doing back in the day was being adventurous and on their ships and going here and there and then kidnapping people. And they would kidnap men and make them sailors and take them out to sea, drug them and kidnapping them and taking them out to sea whenever the sailors would die. That's how they got the different men. So this kidnapping and slavery thing has been going on for a long time. The white slaves, indigenous slaves came out of Newgate Prison when George, King George, opened up Newgate to get rid of them. And a lot of the white Cubans came over when Fidel opened up his prison and put them on some boats and ships and sent them out there and hoping they would drown. And King George was hoping the same thing. And they happened to make it to Miami. And that's where you saw Scarface. That's where you saw Scarface. And they were locked up in these so-called little prison camps. You just have to connect the dots with your minds because you guys only see a small portion of the picture. But I'm trying to expand the picture so you can see the big picture and try to get you to understand that a lot of stuff that you're thinking about is mythology. There are no race or races. That's the word race is racist. Right. There was tribes. Right. And the tribe, everybody had different kinds, colors of skins. It is God told you that it's not the skin that determines who you are. It's just the cover. That's why they had different tribes with different cultures, different eating, different habits, and different things, different mingling.
Right. Wow.
It is the blood
that
determines who you are. It's the blood. If you tell me what your blood type is, I'll tell you who you are and where you came from. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you
Julie,
tell me
you got any
and your blood type? I'll tell you where you came from.
Okay. Julie, you
that's
got
why
anything to
that's
add?
Why ancestor. That's why ancestors.com wants to do a DNA on you. They want to do blood on you so they can trace your relatives. That's what ancestors.com does. That's what they do. The Mormons do over there with their genealogy. Is once they get your blood, they can trace you and track you. Anybody can if I know your blood.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know their bloods or their blood types at all. They go to the hospitals and the doctors. The first thing they do is take your blood, but won't even tell you what your blood type is. That's a shame.
You know,
and
that's so true.
Nobody even asks, well, what is my blood type? That's a shame because you'll find yourself needing a transfusion and won't know your blood type.
Right.
You know that's so true? That's true. They do
it
that
is.
Too.
It is.
Every
time. Yes. Most definitely.
Every time. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a doctor, and when you try to get your blood type, they won't give you that information.
Won't give it to you.
Now,
but now you can go to the
store,
do a blood.
We have. Yeah. I wanted to let you know, Sophia, that
we do have one other person who had a question. Caller?
All right.
What's
yes,
your name?
Yes, this is Al Bracy calling back. My blood type is O
okay.
negative.
Well, let me tell you about your blood type. The first blood type, Neanderthal blood type, was O positive. That is the universal blood type that gave blood to everybody. And then later
right.
on, it became A positive, AB positive, and, of course, B positive. Now, the
right.
negative bloodline did not come until 28,000 years later. Most of the Illuminatis have the negative bloodline because they started mixing with the beast. The Rh factor, the rhesus, or the monkey blood.
Whoa. Really?
When they had sex with the monkeys, when Darwin told you that they had sex with the monkeys and that they came from
Ooh,
the monkeys.
That's interesting.
So, Those negative bloodlines of the RAs, they actually fight the positive blood. So this is where we had to take blood types
yeah.
when before we got married, because if you married
yeah.
Any negative blood and you were positive blood, the factor could kill the baby in the woman's
yes.
womb or the baby
would
survive.
It fights the baby.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can look it up. And, Al, I would definitely send it over to you so you can read it with your own eyes. Anybody can research this, the O negative
yes.
rhesus monkey bloodline. And Darwin told you that they came from the apes. Everybody that had that Rh factor
right,
rhesus
right.
monkey blood came from the apes, because you can't do evolution. You can't evolve, because evolution is about something lower developing
mm-hmm.
into something greater. So you can't evolve from a monkey to a man, because the monkey still can't talk and he's still here with you. So
right.
you had sex with the monkey. And then this is where the curse that the guy was telling you about, the curse of the beast blood, because what happened was everybody had mixed with these monkeys and snakes and dogs and horses and cows and pigs and sheep. Well, even if it was 100 generations, that blood would come up and babies would be born with tails and babies would be born with all kinds of afflictions. And you could take a swine valve, and it'll kill other people. They can't take swine. But people who were mixed with the swine can do the swine valves.
Okay.
Ew.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is
Well,
deep.
You can research all of this if you want.
Yeah.
You can research
yes,
it.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Well,
All they give y'all is a little piece. Y'all don't see the big picture.
Yeah.
Y'all just get a piece and don't even question it. Nobody questions, like, well, wait a minute, what does this mean? Why is this going to kill the baby? Why is he positive and I'm negative? What does this mean? Nobody asks any questions. And they're glad
and
you
that's
don't ask
why
any questions.
You're the oracle. Sophia, you definitely are an oracle.
God, this is the information God has provided for you guys, because God's message of Matrix and Terminator, that message comes from God. I just was the one to volunteer to deliver it, and he brought me up from
mm-hmm.
a babe to write. I was reading and writing prolifically at 3 years old, mentored by the Illuminati's
wow.
at 7, 8, and 9. I knew the Masonic Hall and the Illuminati's. I was writing
wow.
about them in the 80s in the Third Eye Matrix and Terminator books. I'm talking about all the stuff and revelation. You got to go into that Third Eye book and see all this knowledge, all this information, the red and blue pill. All of it's there. I'll be back. Terminator, Stargate, X-Files, the logos, all of the stuff is in there. Sorry, but I know when people have read it, they have not read it, because you'll be amazed. Go look at and read the 5-star reviews on my books. There's 3 of them right
yeah.
there on Amazon. You can do Amazon Prime and get it expedited in 2 days. You can go to my website. Those in the United States can order directly from me, e-books, or everybody in the foreign countries, go to Amazon and let Amazon do its thing. But it's on demand, so don't let them tell you they didn't ran out, because there's no running out no more. The moment you order
That's
a tape
right.
for it, it's on demand. They'll send it to you, ship it to you. Just make sure
yes.
you have the correct address, correct information.
And as I
but
said,
it's filled with
listeners,
knowledge.
Yeah, as I said, listeners, look in the description below and all of the links to Sophia Stewart's Matrix books, who really created the Matrix Undiscovered is on YouTube, and The Evolution Cracking the Genetic Code by Sophia Stewart. You can click on the link that's below, and also you can look further down and you can see how you can connect to Sophia Stewart with the Yahoo and how much each costs, everything, the Cash App that you use in order to purchase the book through her and through PayPal. But I definitely urge everybody to get this because you did such a wonderful job, Sophia. You did a wonderful job and a wonderful thing for people by, creating this series, creating and being the owner of this Matrix and Terminator. I mean, we really do appreciate you. You did a great thing.
Thank you. God made me the owner and the creator. It is God who I give the glory to. It is God who wants this message to be delivered. He said his people, perish because of a lack of knowledge. And God says our people are not a skin. Our people are not a color. Our people, if you tell the truth and you're about truth and supporting the truth, that's who your people are. And if you're about lies and lying and witchcraft, that's who your people are. So let's not separate and divide here. Let's separate and divide with truth and lies because, all the truth, there's a lot of people and got nothing to do with their skin color and got nothing to do with their point of views. It has everything to do with who they and what they worship. If they worship God and truth or if they worship evil and money or witchcraft.
Right.
Who you and worship, whoever you worship is your God. That's what you bow down to every day.
Right. That's right. I agree 100%. And Sophia, I know our time is running down, but we're going to talk again because I know you are coming on the Black Jewish Queen live chat.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, it sounds like something shut off or something.
Okay.
But anyway, I guess it's time to go. I'm going to go ahead and leave out because it is now almost 7 o'clock. I've been here since 5. It's been wonderful. Thank you guys for having me. And
thanks
I love it.
Heaven.
I loved it
thanks
very much. And if anybody has any questions, if you want to send me some Cash App donations, get in touch with me. Be one of my students, please. Get in touch with me. Get my email address. My contact information is on my website, matrixterminator.com, www.matrixterminator.com, just like the movies, one word, matrixterminator.com, or truthaboutmatrix.com, or simply putting in Google Sophia Stewart, Sophia like the movie actress, S-O-P-H-I-A, Stewart like Jimmy Stewart, the actor, S-A-R-T. You can Google me. And all my information will come up. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for coming.
Can you guys hear me now? Did it?
Yes,
Julie,
you can.
Did the... Okay. I was saying that... Oh, what was that? You kind of
closed
out,
Little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes, we are. And, Sophia, thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me. It was lovely, and I can't wait to see the views and hear the people's comments. I think it's going to be wonderful, wonderful show, and I would love to come on again when Billy is back.
We'd love to have you, but when you do come on the Black Jewish Queen live chat, I want to have Billy and TJ on. And Julie, if you want to come on too, we could have a chance to talk to Sophia again, if she don't mind.
I would love to. I would love to.
Yes, because I know Billy, he was really wanting to come on. And I think I got cut off when I was saying this, Sophia. he was really wanting to come on. I talked to him this morning with his wife, Shelley, and she said, oh, no, he's popping out of the bed. I have to go because he's a bad patient. That's why. Julie, that's what we were laughing at this morning.
No, I'll tell him I'll be back, just like the Terminator. I'll be back for him to do his he's here. Yeah, I'll do that for sure. And a shout out to you, Billy. Get well, my man.
Yeah.
Get well. Love you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and because we're going to have you on and we're going to have him come on and we'll do that because you are awesome guest. I appreciate you so much, Sophia. I'm so glad that Billy introduced us and I met you, and you are an awesome person. I appreciate you.
Oh,
and I'm so
you.
Glad.
I'm glad you guys read the Matrix 4 book. That's the real fourth installment. Not the regurgitation movie with John Wick, okay? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Well, good night. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And
yes. Thank you again.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. Yes. Everyone. It was an awesome program. And Miss Julie, I thank you so much too for, you know, we all are hosts here, but I really look forward to the next program because Billy, he will be able to ask the questions that he wanted to, and TJ, he'll be able to come on and we'll have a good roundtable conversation. And Julie, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll extend it to a 2-hour instead of a 90-minute for that particular program when Sophia come on so that everybody will get a chance.
Definitely lots to talk about. Right.
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 It would be more to talk about and more prepared too, because I would, you know, because I'm like in the middle of reading the Matrix 4 book that, you know, the Matrix 4, the evolution cracking the genetic code. I'm in the middle of reading that. And as I was reading that book, I was, you know, I was getting it in, and it'd give everybody else time to read it and stuff. You know what I mean? Tongue twisted here. But thank you, Julie. And we'll go out with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Like you said.
Yep.
Yes.
Keep your head to the sky.
Thank you, everybody, for joining the chat reel.